Hi there. The word for you today is on the power of forgiveness. Paul writes in Ephesians 4:32, forgiving each other, just as God forgave you. The power of forgiveness is an awesome thing. No relationship can survive without it, much less thrive. Look, whatever the issue, forgiveness sets both sides free, takes a potent weapon out of Satan's hands, and opens the door for God to go to work in the situation. This is never more so than in your family. The truth is, it's easier to forgive an enemy you seldom see than a loved one you have to live with every day. But you must do it. George Herbert said, and I quote, "He who cannot forgive others breaks the bridge over which he must pass himself." Paul puts it this way in Colossians 3, verse 12. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness. Listen to these qualities. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. How you doing so far? He writes, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And then he finishes, and over all these virtues, put on love. Hey, teach your children how to forgive. If you expose them to your anger, make sure that they're around when you show grace. Teach them how to deal with the issue without attacking or destroying the person. Let them know that a difference of opinion can lead to a decision that makes things better for everyone. And that as a family member, you can be wrong and still be treated right. This may mean teaching your children things your parents never taught you. If so, learn from the mistakes of your parents and pass it on to your children. Ephesians 4:26, Paul says, do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. In other words, forgive when you're hurt, and don't take your resentments to bed.